Today on The Travel Guys.
iPads have arrived in the cockpit.
We've got big toys for girls and boys just off the Las Vegas Strip.
At the bottom of the hour, let's hit the high seas with Holland America.
And we'll have Bill Blake from the B Street Theater with us on the entertainment section of The Travel Guys today.
All that and more today with Mark and Tom on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man, king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks, cowboy roots, 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Travel Guys. It's a wet and rainy and windy Sunday. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, so good to have you in the building. I hope you had yourself a fabulous week.
It's nice to be in the building. I thought the roof was going to come off my house last night. There's branches scattered all over the street and the parking lot at the office is all full of branches, and looks like it snowed and the branches fell at the same time, all the blossoms and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a nasty day today. I mean, it is nasty.
This is one of those days where you do a little traveling when you didn't intend to, when the wind picks you up and travels you across the street.
It's a good time to curl up for the next 53 minutes with the Travel Guys.
Well, the first thing we do is we start off by bringing you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news since we saw you last week. So with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, as the Mark Hoffman Quartet plays in the background. Mark Hoffman with the travel news.
As previously mentioned in the headlines, iPads are fueling the flight of paperless airplanes. Tablet computers such as the iPad are revolutionizing aircraft cockpits as tens of thousands of private pilots bring the powerful mini computers into planes. Several of the nation's largest airlines are posed to follow suit. The Federal Aviation Administration this year for the first time granted approval for charter companies to use iPads instead of the bulky paper charts and manuals that pilots have been required to carry since the birth of modern aviation. Alaska Airlines is testing iPads in some of its planes, and Delta Airlines and American Airlines say are planning on launching tests soon. Any pilot who looks at it wants it, says Michael Klein, president of Open Air, a Gaithersburg, Maryland charter operator. It's better than paper. It does everything for you. It's amazing. Steve Jobs would be so pleased. As I'm sure you've heard this week, U.S. airports are now testing arriving passengers from Japan for radiation. According to a report from Reuters, 28 passengers arriving in South Korea and Taiwan were found to have higher than normal levels of radiation detected. And in Seattle, Cairo 7 TV morning anchor Chris Eert, who was arriving home from a reporting trip to Japan, tweeted Wednesday that SeaTac Airport is checking us for radiation upon landing. In a statement, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol said it was testing air and maritime traffic from Japan out of an abundance of caution. The agency said no aircraft entering the U.S. has tested positive for radiation at harmful levels. Our Asia Road reporter Chris Galloway contacted Japanese tourism authorities Friday and filed this report.
We checked with both the New York offices and the Los Angeles offices, and not untypical for Japanese culture, they were not willing to make a statement about that. However, if you do have travel plans, or if you're just interested in what's going on over there, check out travel.state.gov. We'll put a link on the Travel Guys Radio Show website that'll take you right there, and you can find out all about the travel advisories that have been issued by the United States government.
And that website is being updated daily. Just go to travelguysradio.com, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see where it says Travel to Japan. Click right there. It'll take you right to the State Department's website. The latest new attraction in Ohio is the electric chair. The most famous part of a new exhibit aimed at attracting visitors to the Ohio Historical Center in Columbus is a chair. An electric chair, nicknamed Old Sparky, because it fried 315 inmates to death at the old Ohio Penitentiary in Columbus, where it also was a featured attraction in paid admission tours.
You know, I don't think there's any upside to giving an electric chair a name.
Old Sparky and its companion items of weird material comprise an exhibit of things that is strong enough to be called controversy. Pieces you don't normally see and will be restricted to visitors 18 and older and children accompanied by adults. It opens April the 1st. The old Sparky won't be plugged in. Visitors still won't be allowed to sit in it or touch it. For more information on how you can visit the electric chair in Columbus, go to travelguysradio.com and click on the electric chair link. And finally, a real-life construction attraction is opening in Las Vegas. Forget erector sets, building blocks, or Tonka toys. Visitors to the Dig This heavy equipment playground in Las Vegas will be able to drive the real thing, a bulldozer or an excavator. The site of the one-time Scandia amusement park on Rancho Drive has been converted into a dirt and travel playground for adults, actually ages 14 and over, so even big kids who want to satisfy their inner construction superintendent. A beta version of Dig This launched in 2008 in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and has operated for 3 years, but its owner, Ed Mum, said he wanted to bring the concept to Las Vegas from the very beginning. And guess what else? Ed Mum joins us live to talk about the Big Dig right after this break. You know, Tom, from time to time, things come across the travel wire, or we get alerted to things that are really unique and different. And these days, though, it's hard to find things that are really truly unique, something that hasn't been done someplace before, something that really offers people a unique experience. Like, for example, the Seahorse Ranch on the Big Island of Hawaii, where you can get a seahorse wrapped around your finger. That's a really unique experience.
You seem to be able to run across them somehow, Mark.
Somehow.
Now what have
on
you done?
The other end of the seahorse around your finger experience, the other side of that coin is a brand new attraction that's about to open in Las Vegas called Dig This, where big boys, or even little boys, I guess, adult boys, can go out and play with big toys right off the Las Vegas Strip. Joining us is Ed Mum. Ed is from Dig This, an attraction that is about to open in Las Vegas soon. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. It's nice to have you on the program. So tell us about this unique new attraction that you are creating in Las Vegas. How did it get started? What is it? Tell us about it.
You know, it started back in Colorado back in 2005. I was building a house, and I had a few quotes off some contractors, and, once I saw those quotes, I was like, wow, that just was a huge amount of money. So I thought I'd undertake the project myself and put in the roads and the foundations for the house and the utilities and everything. So with the help of a friend, we hired all this big Caterpillar equipment out of the local cat dealer there, and we had at it. And after a couple of hours of being in one of those machines, I was just like, wow, this is so cool. And under the guidance of my friend, who's a very good operator, you know, he steered me in the right direction. We got going, and, man, we were just pushing tons and tons and tons of dirt. And I thought, man, if I'm enjoying this, imagine the amount of people that don't have the opportunity to come out and do this sort of stuff.
So
with that, I started asking around and asked people, hey, would there be a desire to do this kind of stuff? And, you know, 99% of all those people just said, heck yeah, we'd jump in it. So I did a little test, brought some of their friends up, and then threw them in the machine and gave them some quick instruction, and they were off. And they just had smiles on their faces instantly, so I knew I was onto something.
Without any experience, jumped inside one of those giant earth mover things and took a crack at it?
Yeah, you know, I've had a little bit of experience. I was a fencing contractor, and I'd done a lot of dozer work, but not excavator work. And it was the excavator that I was just having so much fun on. And so from there, I thought, man, I've got to do something about this.
Well, describe the layout of Dig This.
Okay, so we have two programs. We have a corporate program for team building events. And our most popular program, though, is for you know, everyday person, you know, men and women. You know, 50% of our clients are women, believe it or not.
Sure.
And what we do is that we typically have big track equipment like bulldozers and excavators. We have smaller skid steer loaders as well. But we like the track equipment because it's the equipment of, you know, that most people want to run that we see every day. Mm-hmm. So we started out with the dozers and the excavators, and we start out with just the safety orientation, and then we do an equipment orientation. We get the people in the saddle, and then we start off with just some very simple activities just to get orientated with all the controls, and then we sort of build up into more difficult, sort of on-the-edge activities, and over a 2-hour period.
Now, this is not your dream here has not opened yet, but it opens very soon, and you are located in Las Vegas, really just a stone's throw from the Strip.
That's right. We're only 5 minutes from the Strip. In fact, I can see the Trump Tower and the Wynn's buildings across from me there, and we're just off the interstate. It's so close and it's so convenient. It's awesome.
For the folks who are listening to us, we are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Our guest is Ed Mumm of Dig This. And if you're wondering what we're talking about, go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and we've got a link there to Ed's website and some pictures. And this is a unique new attraction. If you would like the opportunity to get in a big bulldozer and play around for a couple of hours while you're in Las Vegas, this is your opportunity.
I would do
this.
Yeah, I would do this. I'm an old farm boy.
All right. Well, I know at this point everybody is saying.
In fact, I have to leave now. I got to catch a flight to Vegas.
But everybody is saying, all right, Ed, this sounds all like fun. This is not $19.95. So let's tell folks what does it cost to come out and play in the desert in a bulldozer.
Well, you know, it's a $400 ticket for 2 hours of operating time, and it's very competitive with all the other attractions here and the activities, such as helicopter rides and, the NASCAR event. But the cool thing about Dig This is that you get actually 2 hours of operating time, whereas, on a NASCAR event, you do three laps and it's over. And on a helicopter ride, you shoot out to the canyon and then you're back again in like half an hour. So for value for money, this is a really good experience.
Well,
it's something you'll never forget either.
Well, do I get a picture of myself on the bulldozer or a souvenir tractor toy or something?
Yeah, all of that, and then you get a big certificate of accomplishment at the end as well.
All right.
And we should also mention that if you do go to TravelGuysRadio.com and you click on the Dig This website, there is an introductory special that will save you 20% off of those prices. And not only that, Ed has on his website, you'll just love this. Go to his website and take your cursor and move it around and watch the little bulldozer follow you around the page. It's amazing fun. If you can't go to Las Vegas, you can still have fun on the website. Thank you, Ed, so much. And we'll check back in with you after you've gotten started down there and see how things are going. Good luck to you.
Hey, good to be on your show, guys.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Ed Mumm from Dig This in Las Vegas. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, you're listening to News Talk 1530 KFBK.
It is time for Just One Man's Opinion Heard Randomly here on the Travel Guys radio program, and I want to point out that the opinions expressed by Mark Hoffman are not necessarily those of the station, Clear Channel Radio or Corporation, staff or advertisers, or for that matter, anybody else. It's time for Just One Man's Opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mark Hoffman.
Thank you. Now, the disclaimer is over. This is not what anybody thinks except Mark.
Rock on, buddy.
Have you noticed the last few days how no gas station in town wants to be the first on his block to post $4 a gallon for regular gas? We've never seen so many 3.98s and 3.99s. As someone who follows the world and the markets, I know oil prices have jumped and fuel prices along with them. Now, you can argue the politics, but not the reality. Things that involve transportation and energy are going to cost more. Airlines and bus companies have already started to pass on fuel surcharges. Tour operators like myself, most of whom work on big dollars and very small margins, will have to pass those surcharges on to the traveler. Remember the last time this happened, 2-3 years ago? To say a few people took advantage of the situation to goose the collective public would be an understatement. So now let's not let that happen this time. As travelers, let's be fair and let's be smart. Any extra charges should be spelled out in advance. If they aren't, then I'm not paying them. Simple as that. If you do pay those surprise charges, then you are simply making it easier for them to charge the next guy. If you question them, you make it tougher. That's how we help each other as travelers. We know gas and oil-related pricing has gone up, but coal and natural gas have not jumped as much. What that means is that some folks are paying more for energy and some are not. Do your homework. Ask questions. Be willing to pay reasonable surcharges for fuel and energy. Don't be taken to the energy cleaners. Fuel surcharges are an uncomfortable reality to people in the travel business for now, but let's keep everything as transparent as possible by holding the people accountable who are passing on those charges. And that is Just One Man's Opinion.
And if you have an opinion of your own, would love you to share it with us.
We don't care. We don't want to hear your opinion.
Hey, well, that's your opinion.
That's right. Give us a couple bucks. We'll put you on the air, and you can tell everybody what you have to say, too.
Or you can drop us a note to travelguysradio.com.
Have you noticed the thing about the gas thing, really, as you drive down? I mean, I know you live out by me in Cordova area. Everybody's 398, 399, except the USA station on Folsom near between Mather Field and Routier is 387. That's the cheapest gas in town.
There you go.
That's always the cheapest gas.
You know,
right there.
And the part that always, I know this is your one-man opinion, but my opinion or what I've noticed is that the countries that we actually get oil from are not having problems. Those that are having problems, we don't do business with in regards to oil. However, the prices still go up.
It still go up, yes. And it's also interesting, I find, that when something happens, the prices go up immediately. Something happens that causes the price to rise they say, oh, well, the price won't drop for 6 weeks because all the oil in the pipeline was already, the gas in the pipeline was already at that higher price. And I think, well, how come that doesn't work on the front end, too? So it's just, you know, we're going to start seeing these little surcharges and stuff, and some of them are going to be very fair and very legit. I listen, Tom, I know the local bus company in town that we work with here, All West Coach Lines, and us. I mean, they send us the cost of the fuel drop every time they get it, so that we know exactly what's going on and what they're paying and what they have to pass on to us. So not everybody is in the goose 'em and get 'em mode, but it's happening some places. Hey,
what about the price of gas in Arizona, where you just came from spring training?
About 30 cents less. You know, it's a little less. Just California, because we have the additives and stuff like that, our taxes are a little bit, gas taxes are a little bit higher, but wasn't keeping anybody. Gosh, Arizona boys, spring training. I'll tell you what, that is as fun as it gets. And if you're a Giants fan, I have very good news for you. They are ready. They are. If the season started tomorrow, they would probably be better. I mean, I hope they don't leave it in spring training. But we watched Tim Lincecum on Wednesday pitch 5-plus innings. He looked like he did at the end of the year. They've got a kid named Brandon Bell, the first base prospect that is hitting the heck out of the ball. Freddie Sanchez had a day at second base where he looked like just a gazelle in the field. So.
Now, you've been to spring training for like 20 years in a row, right?
Yeah, pretty
now,
much.
Now, based on what you've seen over the years, including last year when the Giants were looking pretty hot.
I have never seen a team ever look this good in spring training. And I'm probably a little bit prejudiced, but, you know, I did sports radio for a while, covered some 5-6 spring trainings from a sports writer's point of view, and I'm telling you, the Giants are definitely ready to go. I travel with a great group of sports leisure travelers. Gosh, we had a good time. We went to 5 ball games. Our guest speaker one night was Jim Marshall, who was the manager of the 1979 Oakland A's,
right,
which is only significant because that's the year before Billy Martin showed up.
Uh-huh.
And the team went from losing 107 games under Jim Marshall to winning the division. And so we actually asked Jim, how did that happen? And Jim just took his two fingers in one hand and put into his mouth and then did a pitching motion.
Made the spitball motion.
Billy taught him all to throw the spitball. That's why those guys' arms all blew out. And it was fascinating. So went to 9 to 5 this week downtown.
Yeah.
Hope folks are.
Community
that last,
Center Theater.
Yeah, last show is this week. I'm headed to Europe in the middle of next week. So off to Prague to check out some things. Hey, we mentioned on the website, there's always cool things on the Travel Guys Radio website. Scroll down there and look. There's a final flight of Discovery. Ryan Quinn, our webmaster, has posted some pictures from Discovery's final mission there. And there's all kinds of things about how to earn 40,000 reward miles. This guy did the most incredible mileage run that you've ever heard of, if you're into that sort of stuff. There's always cool stuff on the website. We probably should take a minute here and mention, Tom, that Sports Leisure Vacations, the parent company of the show, has a special event coming up April the 2nd, Saturday at the KVIE studios. We have our spring open house over there off of I-5 at West El Camino, 10 to noon. There's no admission charge. We're collecting children's books for KVIE. It's not a typical travel show where you walk around and pick up things. It's a presentation. We're basically telling people about what Sports Leisure Vacations does, and so it's our gig. You're going to find out about all of the things that we do, like our trip. As an example, Hawaii, New Zealand, Iceland, Key West. We're doing a Southeast Asia cruise with Holland America next year. Yellowstone, Victoria, Thanksgiving with the Rockettes in New York, Catalina Island, Sequoia National Park. These are just some examples of some of the. We're going to do a trip with Kelly Brothers to see Notre Dame football in South Bend, and we'll be announcing that in a couple of weeks. So it's just a chance to learn about what Sports Leisure Vacations does. And also, you know, if you're out there thinking, who travels with us? Well, it's mostly mature folks who go on our trips, mother, granddaughter, mother, daughter, single ladies. We'll have refreshments, door prizes, some restaurant giveaways. TravelGuysRadio.com or SportsLeisure.com, or just give us a call Monday, and we'd love to have you come.
Very cool. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Look, we've got special guests going to talk about the Holland America cruise lines coming up after the break. Right now, though, let's check in with Aaron and find out what's going on in the news. If you've been thinking about a cruise, or for that matter, love to cruise, our next guest is extra special. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. We are the Travel Guys. Mark, introduce our special guest today.
Joining us on the air this afternoon from Holland America Lines is Eric Elviord. And Eric is in the public relations department there at Holland America. And Eric, I asked you to come on today so we could talk a little bit about some of the hot points for cruising. Of course, the Alaska season is coming up, and I know Holland America has a lot of ships up there. How are things in at Holland America headquarters in Seattle?
It's great. Thank you, and thanks for having me on the show today, guys. Things are well. You know, we're definitely excited about 2011, and looking at Alaska and Europe kind of in the summertime. We're wrapping up, if you will, the Caribbean season and getting ready for the summertime, which means Bermuda for us, Canada, New England, Europe, big presence in Europe, Alaska, continued big presence in Alaska. Things are picking up. I was mentioning earlier that if you're a consumer, you're out looking for a great vacation, cruising is a great value. If you have to sail on a specific date and a specific stateroom type, you may have to just accept whatever the rate is at the time. But if you have some flexibility, there's still some great values out there for everybody.
If you have some flexibility, Eric, I'm going to let people in on a little secret here.
Mm-hmm.
My company has been doing, in order to offer something a little bit different in Alaska, we've been doing trips on the ferry boat for the last several years, and we do them always in May, because one of the great secrets about Alaska, especially coastal southeastern Alaska, is that the weather is quite a bit more predictable there in May and September, and some of the most beautiful weather is in May. It's the front end of the season. All the shops are clean, and everybody's fresh, and they haven't made their money yet, and everybody's all anticipating the season, and it's the perfect time to go to Alaska. A lot of people say, well, the weather would be bad, but if you think about it, those of you who are listening, when's the best weather in San Francisco? In the spring and the fall. So coastal Alaska is very much the same way, except that their spring tends to be later, and their fall tends to be earlier. It's hard to conceive that the last week of August would be fall, but up in Alaska, that's kind of when fall begins.
Well, and I've been to Alaska several times, and I can think of two times in the last 4 years where it rained nearly the entire week in the middle of July. So, you know, it's very true.
The weather in Alaska is unpredictable at any time, but the truth of the matter is that you can find some of the most spectacular weather in the spring and in the fall, and I really do. And as you mentioned, too, pricing-wise, on cruises, the shoulder seasons will get you a better buy.
It definitely does. You see some better values in the shoulder seasons because it has to do with summer vacations and families and things like that, and definitely the perception. We're definitely geared toward the idea that the middle of July is when it's the best to go anywhere. Definitely, you know, look at May, look at September. You know, maybe that first week of June. It's a great idea if you're looking for the best value. That's a wonderful time to do it. And when you go, you got to go with the attitude that whatever happens weather-wise, it will not matter to me. I'm going to bring my tennis shoes, my flip-flops, my rain jacket, you know, my tank top, and just go have fun.
I always tell people when they're going to Alaska, you know, if you're taking the bus out to Denali National Park and it's pouring rain and there's a bear on the side of the road and the driver stops and says, does anybody want to get out and take a picture of the bear? Be the person who gets off the bus, gets soaked to the skin, and take the picture because you'll remember it for the rest of your life. Eric, I know Holland America is doing a lot more in the way of what I would call exotic destinations. Once or twice a year, you're visiting, creating creating special itineraries and visiting unique places. Tell us about some of those things that are on the agenda and some that have been, that perhaps are proving to be most popular with your cruisers.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we look at definitely what we call exotic, and we call them voyage cruises, meaning, you know, they're longer, they're more distant destinations, if you will, and they range for us from, you know, 14, 20 days on up to our Grand World Voyage at 110 days. So you've got around the world journeys, you've got South America that definitely fits into that voyage or exotic category. And then we have Australia and South Pacific and Southeast Asia. And that for us is an area that's definitely growing. We're going to have two ships in that market next year in the Australia, South Pacific, Asia market. And then in another year, we'll replace one of those ships with a larger vessel. So we're definitely enhancing our capacity in that region. And what it also allows us to do is concentrate on a little bit on the Australia region in that area, but also head a little bit north, Singapore, Hong Kong, Vietnam, Japan, and have some options, Indonesia and other of those exotic destinations.
And as you mentioned that, Eric, a cheap commercial plug here, Sports Leisure Vacations, my own company, has just announced that we will be going with Holland America to Southeast Asia next January, February, and we are doing that Hong Kong to Singapore route with stops in Vietnam and Cambodia and Thailand and stuff like that. And so folks who are interested, go to sportsleisure.com and we'll fix you up. Eric, one thing that has been in the spotlight, especially here in Sacramento, because our own congresswoman was involved in helping to author the legislation, was a legislation that was passed last year that made it safer for people who are traveling on cruise ships. Can you address a little bit the safety issue, particularly since Holland America tends to appeal to a more mature traveler? Tell us a little bit about what makes Holland America a good choice from a safety standpoint.
Well, you know, I'll sort of back up and talk a little bit. Cruising in general is a very safe mode of travel, and you know, and I don't want to leave everybody with the impression that, you know, nothing ever happens. You couldn't say that about anything, that nothing ever happens, because things do happen. But in terms of safety, you know, and specifically with Holland America Line, we have a safety and security policy. We adhere to the regulations, and everything that happens on that ship is filed with the FBI. In addition, because we're registered in the Netherlands, we report as well to the equivalent of the FBI in the Netherlands. I can't remember their specific name, but for the lack of a better term, let's call it the Dutch FBI, if you will.
But nonetheless, something that's, the fact that you have to answer to somebody was all part of the point originally, was that a lot of the cruise lines, because of where they're flagged, didn't really have to answer to anyone.
Our goal is to provide, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime vacation and memories, but we want the safety and security of our guests to be paramount.
Eric, thank you so much for your time today and taking a little bit of time out to update us on some of what's going on at Holland America Lines.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Remember, be flexible if you want a bargain.
That's it. Absolutely. All right, you're listening to the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Welcome to the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. And we're going to go to the last, the entertainment part of our name as we jump on board with, well, local theaters. That time, Mark, who do we have today?
Well, we have very special guests with us in the studio today. Bill Blake, who is the managing producer?
Director.
Managing director. And General Do-It-All at the B Street Theater. I love titles that are kind of vague, and it's just kind of like, yeah, if we need somebody to turn on the lights, sweep the floor, sell the popcorn,
yes,
that would be you.
I've done all of the above.
Bill, I've always enjoyed B Street Theater. I was a subscriber for many years, and the only reason I'm not now is because I travel so much I could never get to any of the shows. So I'm confessing my sins now.
Okay.
I haven't been for over a year. But
you're excused now.
But the theater has always been, I was telling you off the air before we started the interview, that to me, B Street Theater has always been what theater is supposed to be. I can't ever remember walking out of that building without some emotion being emanated from me, whether I was just thinking about something, or I'd shed a tear, or I was laughing, or one of Jack Gallagher's special programs.
Mm-hmm.
It really fills a different niche, I think, in the community when it comes to theater.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. And that's certainly what our goal is with theater, is to bring some kind of response out of the audience and put that into the community. And whether it's about being thoughtful, being moved or touched personally, or makes you think differently about your community, your neighbor, yourself, your family, or whatever it is. And sometimes people just need to laugh, and they need to be able to look at themselves and laugh, or their own situation, or their neighbor's tough situation sometimes. And that's healthy too, as well as getting people to think. But the theater was started a long time ago, and it was started for kids, actually, by Tim Busfield, a screen actor, and his brother, Buck Busfield, who's the artistic director now. And it really was their vision of theater and what it could be and should be.
And it struggled in the beginning.
Sure thing.
I mean, theater did struggle.
Absolutely. I think theater's a lot like opening a restaurant. It's
pretty much an ongoing. I mean, and with the economy the way it is now, I mean, how are you guys doing? I mean, and everybody around town is scrambling. I mean,
we've certainly taken our licks, like everybody in the arts community, and certainly everybody in business has had to retract and pull back. So I'm doing several different jobs that we used to have other people there to do, and we're stable, and we're growing a little bit right now. Ticket sales are actually really strong this year,
and still cranking out unique shows. Tell us about what's coming up at the
Yeah, well, what's on the boards right now,
right,
is the 39 Steps, which we actually extended that show. It was a Tony Award winning play. We're the first to do it in the region, just really connected with an audience, and it's just done well. We actually moved it into our smaller theater and are running it now for an extra 3 weeks. So that's been great. While we're on the radio personality Phil Cowan is actually on our main stage right now in a great little
play. Paul and Phil.
That's right.
Folks who listen to this station might remember that on a sister station here at Clear Channel.
Well, Phil is playing an aged kind of hippie guy who has wandered into a community.
Oh my! What a difficult role for Phil to fill.
He's playing himself.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch. Is a someone who's wandered into a community center acting class in northern Vermont, along with four other souls who have wandered in there, and what happens to them ensues over the next hour and a half of that play. It's called Circle Mirror Transformation, and it's a great quirky comedy. And what the baggage they come in with at the acting class is all revealed in about the third week of the class, which is in about the 15th minute of the play. And it's great. Got a good review. Audiences are really responding to it. It's a wonderful thing.
Now, for folks who are listening who may be new to Sacramento or may not know about the B Street Theater, it is a kind of a community theater, I guess, but it fills a little bit of a different niche than the pure definition of community theater. You have professional actors.
Yeah, we're a professional company. We started that way. And professional, we mean these are actors who are members of the Actors Union called Actors Equity Association.
The theater is very small.
Yep, we have a 200-seat space that's sit around three sides of the stage, and then we have a 100-seat space for our family shows, our family series that's also very intimate and close.
And it's also a very unique layout in that it's not quite, for folks who are familiar with the music circus, where it's theater in the round, but this is theater in the three quarters where the audience is on three sides. Yeah. So it requires the actors and actresses to be aware of more than just one camera angle.
Very. Sometimes we'll bring people in from out of town to work on our shows, and sometimes we have to tell them a little bit. This is much more like cinematic or film acting because it's a small space. The audience can really see every little wrinkle and furrowed brow and every little snicker that might happen that you might miss in a bigger hall. So it's much more like being at a film, and the acting style is much more that way. It can be very subtle,
and the audiences feel that way. The B Street audiences have a different feel to them, and that doesn't make them better or worse than I mean, I go to theater all over town, but the B Street audiences are just a little bit different, and I don't want to necessarily say sophisticated, but they're theater people. They're just like we were talking about at the beginning. They're looking for something a little bit different.
We are a little bit offbeat for sure.
Yeah.
And we're a new works theater. We bring new plays in. You're not going to see a classic piece of Shakespeare at the B Street Theater. You're going to see something that's very new, that's current, and that's also accessible. Though you're not going to see things that are really kind of half baked. You're going to see things that are going to elicit a good response from you. We work. Buck is a master at picking new current plays that are going to work well for our audience. So we spend a lot of time on that.
Bill, you mentioned Phil Cowan, a local who has gotten into the – and has acted actually for some years. But if you read the review about Phil in the Sacramento Bee, a month or so ago, it described how much he's developing and how good he's really getting. And the Bee Street's been – and here again, you – professional actors, but you have really grown some local talent that maybe came from other areas, like Phil, who came from radio. Can you give us any other examples of those that you've grown?
You know, many. In fact, every year we bring in about 14 fresh out of college acting interns and stage management interns from around the country. And we've been doing this for years, and they work with us for just about a year, about 10 months. And they get a lot of stage time. They work a lot on our school tour, which is a school outreach program that we've been doing since 1986 that goes into the schools. And those interns, many of them we will then hire on later. Some of them go off to New York or L.A. or Chicago to make their career, and a lot of them do really well. But we bring them back. We bring them back for years. In fact, a lot of our core company members were at one time interns with us, and they've gone on to do film work and television work. I can't tell you that now the number of times I've been watching television, and you'll see somebody that has a small part on The Office, or is in a commercial, or is in one of the cop shows on television. You go, that was one of our interns 3 years ago, and there they are.
Sounds like you have an exciting job, Bill Blake from the Bee Street Theater. Thank you very much for coming down and chatting with us this afternoon. I wish you guys success as always, and I promise the next time I see you, I won't have to be pardoned for my sins.
Good, yes.
I'll get down to the theater.
Come on out. Thanks for having me, Mark. It was a lot of fun.
Our next guest on the Travel Guys is a gentleman who has something for you on the web that can make organizing all of your frequent flyer miles and points and everything just a tad easier. Joining us now is Michael Komarnitsky, and Michael is the owner. Is that proper description, Michael?
The co-founder.
The co-founder of GoMiles.com. Michael, tell us a little bit about GoMiles.com.
I'd be happy to. GoMiles helps people take control of their frequent flyer miles once and for all. I found that everybody has these accounts, and these things are really kind of like assets, like your bank account or your checking account. But they're a real hassle to manage. Nobody knows what their logins are, and there's all these crazy rules about them. So we're a website that tracks all that information in a single place and tells you what to do with them so you can get the most value out of those assets.
And if you want to, if you're listening, you can go to GoMiles.com, or if you're driving around in your car, TravelGuysRadio.com later on, and you can see this. But I have created my own account here, and so I have Delta, American, United, Hawaiian, Alaska, and I have all of my hotels and my car rental points, and it's actually kind of cool. I will tell you, this is the first time I've ever been, and yours is not the only website that does this, but it's nice to be able to have all of the miles. Here, tell us about some of the other things that folks can do once they have enrolled themselves on GoMiles.
Yeah, so a lot of things that you can do are born out of my personal pain or personal pain we've heard from other people, and I'll tell you some of them. For example, I lost 30,000 Delta miles about 2 years ago because I didn't follow some silly rule. So right now on GoMiles, if your Delta miles are coming up for expiration, we'll tell you, we'll give you an alert, your miles are about to expire, and then we tell you, here's how to protect them. And it turns out you can do a really simple thing like going and buying a song on iTunes for a dollar and making sure they don't expire. So that's one thing you can do.
Using your credit card, or you don't necessarily have to fly to keep frequent flyer miles alive.
Exactly. You don't have to book a Delta flight just to save your miles. You can actually just go make a very simple purchase that takes 2 minutes. And nobody really knows this. It's all in the fine print, but everybody just is too busy to read that information, just like I was 2 years ago. So we built a whole set of systems that tell you when your miles are expiring, and then here's the simple way to protect them so you can go back to doing whatever else you were doing in your life.
So you've spent the time to learn all of the backside and the secrets and, well, not so much secrets, but the fine print to help people out. I sometimes feel that, and this may just be me, but there's almost a conspiracy that you earn these and they find some tricky way to see that you never get to use them.
You're exactly right. And I've read more than my fair share of fine print and have had headaches looking through all of it. But the reason I do it, the reason we do it as a company, is that so that all of our users don't have to. Because we really aim our product at not crazy super travelers, but people who are married and have kids and have families and have a busy life. And they want to be responsible with these things, but they don't have time to read all that fine print. So if we can do all the research for them and then really bring it to them in an easy manner, then it makes their life easier. Frankly, I've used it to protect my my American miles. My American miles were going to expire 3 months ago, and I actually followed my own website's guidance on how to make sure they don't expire.
Now, Michael, I see on the Go Miles website that down at the bottom of folks who would be, you know, anytime you're giving out personal information, I don't care, even if it's the number to a frequent flyer account, that's personal information. I see down at the bottom of your website that you are, your site is secure and it is registered with a couple of different places.
That's right. We use Trustee, which validates our privacy policy, and all the communications are encrypted in every way. And we treat every piece of company of personal customer information very seriously and put a lot of protection around it. But fundamentally, you still have to put in your personal information for us to be able to track it for you. And that's just a decision that what we're seeing is a lot of consumers are comfortable with doing these days.
Michael from GoMiles.com, thank you so much for the travel tips and for joining us on the Travel Guys today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're listening to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Mark, you're a Go Miles guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got all my stuff registered on there, and it's a real nice way to be able to look at all of your stuff all at once.
What would you recommend in regards to how much stuff you should have going on before this would be beneficial to you?
If you've got three or four, listen, almost everybody's got a program where they earned something somewhere back down the road and they've forgotten completely about it. And so this is an opportunity to, and you know, a lot of times you have a couple 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 miles points, whatever, with a vendor you don't even use anymore. And you can convert those to another account where they could make some, be of some use to you. So if you're really a miles freak and a points freak like I am, why then this is something that, to help keep you a little bit organized.
And if you go to travelguysradio.com, this one might be appearing just a little bit later in the program, but do check it out. You can get to the link to Go Miles, to the B Street Theater is already up there.
Ryan will have the whole thing up there for you.
Yeah, discounts for the Dig This. I think that is very cool.
Did you know you can hear the Travel Guys on places other than just this radio station from 2 to 3? Like, you can hear us streaming live on your computer at KFBK.com?
Yes, you can.
Do you know that if you're in South Africa,
yeah,
that you can hear us on a South Africa internet radio station? That is really cool. I'm going to have that guy on as a guest one of these days.
What's the website?
I don't have it. He's going to send it to me next week, so we're going to talk and we'll get that up so that we
There's can. Two more, and there's something called iHeartRadio, which you can get on your iPhone or your BlackBerry. And then new, you probably heard KFBK mention it, you can go to Classic 93.1. And if you have an HD radio, yeah, we're on HD3. Mark, we talked about a little bit earlier, but let's remind people again about the event coming up on April 1st and 2nd.
The open house for Sports Leisure Vacations.
Yeah, for those that might be joining us late.
It's at the KVIE Studios. And if you're interested in coming, it's from 10 to noon, Friday and Saturday. It's not a travel show. It's a travel presentation about the places that Sports Leisure Vacations takes people. So go to our website at sportsleisure.com. Or go to travelguysradio.com, and there'll be a link to take you there.
So you're going to walk people through some of the different locations.
Some places we go and things that we do, and yeah. So we'll have some door prizes. We're collecting children's books for KVIE's literacy program. That's the price of admission. Bring a children's book with you. So you can go to sportsleisure.com, or you can give us a call at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687 on Monday, tomorrow, and we would be more than happy to get you registered. There is no charge for the program. Also, we've got some winners that we've got to give away here, Tom, real quickly.
Do it.
Travel Club, Sports Leisure Travel Club winners, $100 tour certificates to Cheryl Ward, 43079, and Harold Matson, 23100. If your name is Cheryl Ward or Harold Matson and you're a member of the Sports Leisure Travel Club, you have won a very special $100 prize. We also have two sets of tickets for the B Street Theater to give away.